This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. North Korea state media on Monday criticized the recent termination of a pact between the United States and South Korea that capped the development of South Korea's ballistic missiles, calling it a sign of Washington's shameful double dealing. South Korean President Moon Jae-in announced the abolishment of joint missile guidelines that had limited the country's development of ballistic missiles to a range of 800 kilometers after his first summit with U.S. President Joe Biden earlier in the month. North Korea's official KCNA news agency carried an article by who described it as an international affairs critic to accuse the United States of applying a double standard as it sought to ban Pyongyang from developing ballistic missiles. U.S. President Joe Biden on Sunday said that he will press Russian President Vladimir Putin to respect human rights when the two leaders meet in June. During a speech honoring the U.S. holiday Memorial Day, Biden said that we'll make it clear we will not stand by and let him abuse those rights. Now, the White House said on Friday that it was planning to move ahead with the summit between the two leaders after Microsoft flagged a cyber attack on U.S. government agencies by Nobelium, the group behind last year's SolarWinds hack that originated from Russia. The June 16th meeting comes amid strained relations over U.S. election interference that Moscow denies, cyber attacks in Ukraine as well. Again, U.S. President Joe Biden said that he will press Russian President Vladimir Putin to respect human rights when the two leaders meet next month. This is VOA News. Far-right party leader Naftali Bennett threw his crucial support on Sunday behind a unity government in Israel to unseat Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, and would be the end of a political era. Bennett, who leads the ultra-nationalist Yamina Party on Sunday, declared he would join with a centrist faction in a new unity government that could spell the end of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's 12-year grip on power. Israel has held four elections in the past 2 years, none of which delivered a clear winner, and left Netanyahu in office as head of a caretaker government. Egypt's foreign minister met with his Israeli counterpart on Sunday in Cairo amid efforts to build on a ceasefire reached between Israel and Hamas a week ago. Egypt is working with the United States and other regional partners towards reinforcing the ceasefire it brokered between Israel and Palestinian militants, facilitated in part due to its longstanding relationship with both sides. Three people held responsible for this month's Italy cable car disaster that killed 14 people were allowed to leave prison Sunday after a judge indicated that, for now, blame fell on just one, a service technician who intentionally disabled the car's emergency brake because it kept locking spontaneously. The judge said that there wasn't sufficient evidence suggesting the owner of the cable car company, Luigi Nerini, or the maintenance chief, Enrico Perocchio, knew that the technician had deactivated the brake on several occasions, even before the May 23rd disaster. After evaluating prosecutors' requested for a continued detention of the three, the judge then determined there was no flight risk, ordered the managers freed while allowing the technician, Gabriel Tadini, to leave under house arrest. The three men remain under investigation. South Africa has extended its nightly curfew and limited the number of people at gatherings to slow the spread of COVID-19 as positive cases surge. That's according to President Cyril Ramaphosa on Sunday. The level 2 lockdown restrictions start Monday, forcing non-essential establishments like restaurants, bars, and fitness centers to close by 2200 local time, as a curfew will now start at 2300 for midnight and end at 0400. All gatherings will be limited to a maximum of 100 people indoors from 250 and 250 people outdoors from 500. Where the venue is too small to accommodate these numbers, no more than 50% of the capacity of the venue may be used. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.